This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne, because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How companies rebuild trust after a scandal. What happened? When a company gets caught in a scandal, the clock starts ticking immediately. Grow Global recently examined how organizations navigate trust restoration after a public failure, looking at the patterns, the separate companies that recover from those that collapse further. The research points to a clear truth: survival depends less on what you did wrong and more on what you say and do in the hours and days after it surfaces. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, and it is not subtle. Companies that recover from scandal do not recover because they were sorry. They recover because they were specific. Vague apologies are the single most destructive communication choice a company can make after a crisis. "We regret any harm caused" is not an apology. It is a legal maneuver dressed in soft language. People are not fooled. They have heard it 1,000 times, and every time they hear it, their distrust deepens. The companies that actually restore trust say exactly what went wrong, name who was affected, and commit to a concrete change with a deadline attached. The second layer is speed paired with substance. Speed without substance sounds like panic. Substance without speed looks like arrogance. You need both. The window to define your own narrative is narrow, often 24 to 48 hours. After that, someone else fills the silence. Journalists fill it. Competitors fill it. Angry customers fill it. None of them are telling your story with any generosity. So you have to speak first, and you have to say something real. The third layer is consistency across channels. A press release that apologizes while your CVO is seen at a charity gala the same evening is not a crisis response. It is a crisis amplifier. Every message your organization sends after a scandal, from social media to internal staff emails, needs to carry the same tone and the same facts. Inconsistency signals that you're managing optics, not fixing a problem. People sense that immediately. Finally, follow-through is the only thing that actually closes the loop. Companies that announce corrective actions and then quietly drop them often end up in a worse position than if they had said nothing at all. Promise less. Deliver more, then say you delivered. That last step, reporting back on what you fixed, is where most organizations go completely silent. That silence cancels every good thing they did before it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes clarity gives your framework for stripping a crisis message down to its essential parts so that nothing in your statement can be misread as deflection. When the pressure is highest, clarity is the only thing that protects you. The takeaway. Before your organization issues any public statement after a crisis, write down 3 things on paper: the specific mistake you're acknowledging, 1 sentence, no passive voice, the 1 concrete action you're committing to with a date, and the name of the person who will publicly report back on progress. If you cannot fill in all 3, you are not ready to speak. Wait until you are. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.